It's a long story. Part 15.
Judy ran downstairs and into the dining room. No Jasper. Only the ghost.
Can I help you? Would you like some breakfast?
Where's Jasper?
He's gone out.
Oh, dear. Lend me a pen and paper, could you?
Quickly, she wrote a note to Jasper.
Dear Jasper, it was wonderful, but I have to go. I'm sorry. I wanted to say goodbye to you, but perhaps it is better like this. Thank you for a beautiful memory. Judy.
She said goodbye to the ghost, who looked sad, and walked out of the castle. Not far along the road, there was a bus stop. If she could get to Inverness before lunch, she could catch the afternoon plane to London and buy some new clothes before catching the night flight to Rio. Tomorrow morning, she could be in Sam's arms. How wonderful! Judy started crying. At the bus stop, Judy read the timetable. Buses for Inverness ran every 3 hours, but she was lucky. There was one in 20 minutes. As she stood waiting, she looked out over the lake. A few hundred yards away, there was a man fishing in a boat. She could hear him singing in the clear, still air. He had a wonderful voice, a voice that Judy recognized, and he was singing an old Scottish love song. It was Jasper. Tears came into Judy's eyes, and she looked away from the boat, up into the peaceful sky. High above Loch Ness, a golden eagle was flying in circles. There were pretty little clouds looking like splashes of white paint against the deep blue, and two parachutes.